The U.S. is set to cross a grim threshold in the pandemic launched just about a year ago by the coronavirus. 400,000 lives lost, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. That's roughly the city of Tulsa or Tampa or New Orleans wiped out. And President-elect Biden is attending a memorial tonight for the lives lost. But America spends almost 18% of its GDP on health care, and yet the U.S. leads the world in COVID-19 deaths. Let's check in with Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins. And Dr. Nuzzo, I almost hate to say these large numbers because it almost obscures that each of these is a single important life lost. What populations have been hit hardest?
Well, it's really been remarkably consistent since the beginning, and thank you for pointing that out. We often talk about the data without pausing enough to reflect on the fact that these are individual lives and loved ones that are no longer with us. But, you know, certainly hit hardest, of course, are older adults, people age 60 and over, particularly 80 and older, has been one of the hardest hit. We also know that there has been a disproportionate impact on racial and ethnic minority groups, particularly African American, Latinx. And so, you know, when we think about who has really shouldered the burden, it's not one that we have all shared equally.
Yeah. Well, and we know that one of the big problems is there are people who don't believe that it even exists, still think it's a hoax, are not wearing masks. But where else are the problems in our vaccine rollout? We've missed the 20 million shots that was targeted by the end of 2020. You know, 3 weeks into January, we're not there. Where are the bottlenecks?
Sure. Well, vaccine is obviously the one that's on a lot of people's minds. I know people are very eager to be vaccinated, and that's heartening to hear. That 20 million Americans vaccinated by the end of 2020, that was a projection that was issued without really any plans to enable that projection to be realized. So I think people are feeling disappointed. Those of us who have been tracking the issue and calling for the provision of resources to develop those plans are by no means surprised. I do think that things will get better on the vaccination front soon. We're now finally recognizing that it's not just about developing a vaccine, but also making sure we have the plans to administer it. And states are now working through that fast. Yeah. But we're still seeing bottlenecks in other areas, particular testing. You know, we heard a lot about it over the summer, and it continues to be an issue. In fact, testing has slowed as of late at a time when our case numbers are reaching record highs. And so we really need to double down and expand the number of people who get tested so that we can find everyone who's infected and make sure they can stay home so that they don't spread it to others.
Yeah. And we're hearing reports that the new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus could be the dominant strain in the U.S. as soon as March. And California is reporting another variant first seen in Denmark. Again, more contagious doesn't mean more deadly. It just does lead to more deaths because more people get very sick and overload hospitals. So what do we know about these strains?
Right. Well, I think the first overarching message is that what we need to do to combat them doesn't change. We still need to double down on our public health interventions. Those still work. It's just it increases urgency for us to do it. If more people are getting infected faster, it just means we have to act even faster. But then there's the overarching lesson from this, which is that the longer we let this virus circulate uncontrolled, the more opportunities there are for the virus to mutate and to develop features that we don't want, like enhanced transmissibility. Or we haven't yet seen this, but there still is the possibility that we could see mutations that are either more deadly or worse, in some ways not able to respond to the vaccines that we've developed and the medicines that are now being used.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow, President-elect Biden will become President Biden. He's put Jeff Zients, a former Obama administration official, in charge as his COVID czar. Is this notion that he's mentioned of just 100 days, just masks every day, everybody, it seems so simple. Do you think it will have an impact?
I do. I mean, I think, first of all, we have seen in a number of states when they have been more serious about either requiring masks or being very clear in their messaging about the need for masks, the case numbers have fallen. And so I think having national leadership that talks about the importance of these very simple measures, the same measures that we have been stressing since very close to the beginning of this pandemic as being important for controlling the spread, now we just need to do it. And having leadership at top saying that we need to do this, I think will be important.
Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins, thank you.
Thanks for having me.